This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to LinkSoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit NestBedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Now time for the Mark Kotze Show right here on A's Cast and A's Cast Live, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Check out their locations in the Bay Area, or you go to NestBedding.com for your mattress, your pillows, your sheets, all your bedding needs. You go to NestBedding.com. Mark Kotze back in South Florida. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is fun to be back here. I started my career here as a player in 1997, and our clubhouse manager here is a gentleman that was with that club in 97 as a visiting clubhouse manager, and one of a legend in his right. Rock's been here for a while.
Did you get a World Series ring? Because I know you're up for a little bit.
I did. I received a ring, albeit it wasn't the A ring, it was a B ring. So the B ring had a stone in the center for the F as opposed to the marquee diamonds.
Well, you know, I think about that 1997 team and the collection of players. Man, it was just stacked. You know, what was it like for you when you came up, and what did you – I mean, you had Jim Leland as a manager. You had so many great players. What was that experience like?
No, it was amazing. I did. And, you know, you talk about the likes of Bobby Bonilla, Gary Sheffield, Moises Alou, Jeff Conine, you know, Kurt Abbott, John Cangelosi. I mean, there were just so many great players on that team. Charles Johnson was the catcher, and you had Kevin Brown, Al Leiter on the mound. Robbie Nin was the closer. And I mean, you could go on and on. You know, Craig Counsell joined that team late and became, you know, a hero in the World Series. Edgar Renteria was the shortstop. So I was blessed to really be introduced to the big leagues with a collection of talent, obviously, that went on to win the World Series. I spent 18 days on that team, and it was great. It was a blast, a great learning experience. And then, you know, the story was written post-World Series that they tore it down. And I got my opportunity to start in center field in 98, which was my first year in the big leagues, full season. And we were a part of a group that in May, they traded Gary Sheffield, Charles Johnson, Jim Eisenreich to the Dodgers. We got back Todd Zeal and Mike Piazza. And Piazza was then spun in a week to the Mets. So, you know, we were amongst a collection of young guys. And, you know, as Leland managed us, and we were 54-108 that season.
If I remember correctly, you liked living in South Florida. I want to say you lived by a racetrack.
Yeah. You know what, the Gulfstream racetrack is one of the top tracks, you know, and yes, spend a little bit of time at Calder with Jim Leland my rookie year, learning how to bet the ponies. It was a racetrack right next to old Joe Robbie or Pro Player, or it changed names several times. Yeah. So you'd go there for lunch at noon, bet the first three races, and then just, you know, it was a 2-minute walk over back to the ballpark. So.
Yeah, that is absolutely classic. All right, well, you guys are back down in South Florida, and the Marlins, they're coming off a rough one. They got beat up by the Padres yesterday, 10-1, and our old buddy Jesus Luzardo gave it up. But this is obviously the start of this road trip. This is a very good Marlins team. A lot of people predicted they would be better, and they're living up to it.
Yeah, they really are. You know, 29-28, I think they're second in the NL East right now. You know, they've got pitching. They really have some pitching. Kid throwing tonight, Cabrera, you know, is probably, I mean, hands down, he's one of the better pitchers on the staff. I mean, obviously, you know, Sandy Alcantara, who we're facing Sunday, stands out. He hasn't got off to a great start for what we would consider an Alcantara year. But it's a pretty good club. We're going to have our work cut out for us. I mean, we just came off the series with the Braves, and we're able to take 2-3 from Atlanta. We're playing better. We're pitching better. We're playing better defense. So, you know, offensively, you know, we're grinding a little bit, but we've had enough offense to win a couple games against the Braves.
You know, when I think about those two wins, then, you know, obviously for the players it's big, but I think for your coaching staff, if people don't know it, we get to see it, and the amount of work your guys are putting in before the games, after the games, but really before the games with these players and working with these players, grinding with these guys. We see them meeting constantly, going over stuff. When we come in to do the interview like this inside your office, they're out in their room constantly getting after it. Just how much do the wins mean for the coaching staff to help validate all the work your guys are putting into it?
Yeah, you know, I think, I mean, it is important for us as a staff, you know, to feel that reward in the amount of effort and time that we put into the scouting reports and, you know, the in-game information we're giving out. And then, like you said, you know, these days that we get in here and, you know, we have player meetings every day. Our pitching is, you know, constantly looking for ways to improve, constantly looking for areas that we can address. You know, so we do spend a lot of time, but you know what, Tony, at the end of the day, the players needed that. They need the wins to validate it as well for them, the amount of work that they're putting in, the changes that they're making, to continue to improve. You know, this last three game stretch against the Braves was needed and came at a good time.
Do you feel like you're starting to get an idea of a bullpen from a standpoint of the guys that you can really rely on in these close games when you're hunting that win? Are you starting to get a collection of guys where you go, these are the guys I got when we're trying to, you know, we're trying to pin down this victory?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about getting Trevor May back and easing him in and giving him a few times out there without having to be in leverage. And, you know, the last two times he's been in leverage and done a nice job. So the veteran leadership at the back end of the bullpen there gives you some confidence for sure. You know, these young guys still, Lucas Ursig, you know, Fujinami, you know, I mean, they've had a couple good outings now. We're trying to build on that, you know. So, you know, and in terms of the starting rotation really helps align those roles, you know, in the bullpen as well. Getting these guys deeper into games or, you know, for Hogan Harris, you know, giving him an opener to give him a little easier landing spot. You know, those are the things that we're trying to do to just, you know, help these guys through these games, because, you know, as we've seen, when you don't have experience and you don't have it, you know, a guy's out there that can go through a lineup three times consistently, you know, we're doing our best to manage that and to give ourselves the best chance to win.
You know, when you just think about one of your guys and the story that he's been through on and off the field, Lucas Ursig, we've had him on A's Cast Live. Obviously, he's a Bay Area kid, grew up in the South Bay, grew up an A's fan, you know, was supposed to be a hitter. I mean, we joked, your buddy Trevor Hoffman, he's your Trevor Hoffman as a guy that, he had some pretty decent numbers at AAA, and he hit some bombs. But just how happy are you for him? The changes in his life, not only professionally, but off the field, and it seems to all be coming together for him.
Yeah, remarkable story. And for those that don't know, that are just hearing it for the first time, I mean, Lucas had his demons off the field, you know, and they were overtaking his life. And I think he, you know, at one point obviously stood up and said, you know, I'm done. And he's moved forward in that phase. You know, he acknowledges it, talks about it, and you know, he's come a long way, like you said, both personally and professionally, and it's great to see the success he's having here. You know, I think I give a credit to our front office for identifying that in his contract he had an out. if there was a major league opportunity. And, you know, we went out and targeted him and brought him into this bullpen, you know, with 4 years of pitching experience really under his belt, which isn't a ton. And, you know, we're just blessed to have him here and, you know, blessed to have him in the bullpen.
You know, when you look at your offense, I found the other day writing in my scorecard, I went, wow, how things can change in a season and how, you know, you start earning that playing time and you start earning that right to have the better spots. I mean, think about this. Where we went from spring training, Will Ryan know to make the ball club till last game you had him hitting third. Tells you a lot about the season he's having.
Yeah, it really does. You know, he continues to take great at-bats. Even if there isn't a result on the end of an at-bat, the way he gets to the end of the at-bat generally is a deep in counts. You know, he grinds the at-bats out. We're starting to see him put the ball in play more. We're starting to see the power show up a little bit. You know, and this is kind of a player that came advertised with the high on base, high slug, with the strikeout. And so, you know, our goal by the end of the season is to try to reduce those strikeouts, but not take away from the you know, plate discipline he has and the on base percentage.
Well, I'm not sure if you know this. I know you're real busy in South Florida. Do you know both of our alma maters start the regionals today at Stanford? Do you know that?
I did, yeah. Stanford, San Jose State, Cal State, Fullerton, and who else?
Texas A&M.
Ooh, A&M. Okay. So, I mean, obviously Stanford's nationally ranked. They lie sixth or eighth in the nation. So, I think the last time that Fullerton was in a regional in Stanford, there may have been a big upset in that regional.
Well, we got those guys. We got Stanford at 2 o'clock today. Obviously, this interview is going to run throughout the week, but you know, it's a special time for these kids. And we talked to David Forst about it, where, you know, in high school they're now looking at guys in these showcases. They want to see how they play against the best of the best. Now in college, you got to do it. I got to play college ball. It's now. Now the scouts, they want to see how you perform in the regionals, and now there's the super regionals and the College World Series. They want to see how you perform under the bright light. So a lot of the future of Major League Baseball starts today with college baseball in the regionals.
Yeah, I you know, you're right. It is important. But these series, you know, it's two games, right, 2 to 3 games that you're going to go out and watch, you know, a top-tier level prospect play. So I think what – the groundwork of those top prospects, you know, you look at the whole portfolio as opposed to just one weekend. It is nice to see them perform against the best, but in the long run, you know, if there's dads out there listening to this broadcast that have sons playing, you know, the showcases aren't that important. They really aren't. I mean, yeah, they're, you know, they're for the attention to grab. If you've got a kid that has a tool, go showcase it off. But really the performers are the ones that I think, you know, we all want to identify. And so the showcases really don't allow those performers to go out and play, you know, for a week long period time frame and show themselves. So I'm a little biased to it all, but I guess that's because I wasn't a tooled player. I was a performer. And, you know, we'll see what happens in this regional. I'm willing to lay a little bet on the line that, you know, Fullerton ends up in the championship over San Jose State.
I'm willing to put a little golfer. I mean, I think you already owe me something after Vuce's retirement. So yeah, I'm willing to put another little thing. You got the bad back with the golf. We'll figure out something. I am definitely willing to put a little on the line. And yeah, you had a decent little career in college, if I remember correct, right? You're okay.
I enjoyed college. Yes.
By the way, let's end on this. I'm going to be thinking about it because we've had Jim Leland on the show multiple times. I'm going to be thinking about smoking Jim Leland, smoking cigarettes, and you two betting ponies.
There you go. Hold on. Let me see if I can
Did you ever get good at it?
Cupped into the two fingers like that, you know, and you just didn't see him. But then you'd go to grab your bat out of the bat rack, and he'd look down at you and blow the smoke right in your face and say, yeah, go get him.
Did you get good at betting ponies?
You know, I was okay. I wasn't great, but, you know, I enjoyed it. And, you know, I mean, he'd have the TV on in his office in no shirt, sliders on, feet up on the desk. He'd have his ticket in his hand. He'd be watching the ponies, you know, after he left the racetrack as well. So I can't tell you how much I admire Jim Leland. I mean, one of the best baseball men. You know, I was so lucky, fortunate to play for him, both on the World Series team and then, you know, in 98. So we still stay in contact. And, you know, what a man. What a baseball man.
Well, great stuff. Enjoy being back in South Florida. Then you got Pittsburgh. And next time we'll talk to you, we'll be in Milwaukee.
Sounds great. All right, Tony. Thanks, bud.
That's the Mark Kotze Show, and it's brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. So if you need a new mattress, if you need pillows, if you need bedding, go to their stores in the Bay Area, or you go online to nestbedding.com. Proud sponsor of the Mark Kotze Show. Now back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.